and I saw until that 23 had undertaken the pasturing and completed in their several periods 58 times. Fourth period from the Griseo-Syrian denomination to the Maccabean revolt. But behold, lambs were born by those white sheep, and they began to open their eyes and to see, and to cry to the sheep. Yea, they cried to them, but they did not hearken to what they said to them, but were exceedingly deaf, and their eyes were very exceedingly blinded. And I saw in the vision how the ravens flew upon those lambs, and took one of those lambs, and dashed the sheep in pieces, and devoured them. And I saw till horns grew upon those lambs, and the ravens cast down their horns. And I saw till there sprouted a great horn of one of those sheep, and their eyes were opened, and it looked at them, and cried to the sheep. And the rams saw it, and all ran to it. And notwithstanding all this, those eagles and vultures and raven and kites still kept tearing the sheep, and swooping down upon them and devouring them. Still the sheep remained silent. But the rams lamented and cried out, and those ravens fought and battled with it, and sought to lay low its horn, but they had no power over it. The last assault of the Gentiles on the Jews. And I saw till the shepherds and eagles and those vultures and kites came, and they cried to the ravens, that they should not break the horn of that ram. And they battled and fought with it, and it battled with them, and cried that its help might come. All the eagles and vultures and ravens and kites were gathered together, and there came with them all the sheep of that field. Yea, they all came together and helped each other to break that horn of the ram. And I saw till a great sword was given to the sheep, and the sheep proceeded against all the beasts of the field to slay them, and all the beasts and the bird of the heaven fled before their face. And I saw till that man who wrote down the names of the shepherds and carried up into the presence of the Lord of the sheep came and helped it and showed it everything he had come down for the help of that ram. And I saw that man who wrote the book according to the command of the Lord, till he opened up that book concerning the destruction which those 12 lost shepherds had wrought, and showed that they had destroyed much more than their predecessors before the Lord of the sheep. And I saw till the Lord of the sheep came upon them in wrath, and all who saw him fled, and they all fell into his shadow from before his face. And I saw till the Lord of the sheep came unto them, and took in his hand and the staff of his wrath, and smote the earth, and the earth clave asunder, and all the beasts and all the birds of the heaven fell from among those sheep, and were swallowed up in the earth, and it covered them. Judgment of the fallen angels, the shepherds, and the apostates. And I saw till a throne was erected in the pleasant land, and the Lord of sheep sat himself thereon, and the other took the sealed books and opened those books before the Lord of the sheep. And the Lord called those men, the seven first with white ones, and commanded that they should bring before him, beginning with the first star which led the way, all the stars whose privy members were like those of horses. And they brought them all before him. And he said to that man who wrote before him, being one of those seven white ones, and said unto him, take those 70 shepherds to whom I delivered the sheep, and who, taking them on their own authority, slew more than I commanded them. And behold, they were all bound. I saw, and they all stood before him. And the judgment was held first over the stars, and they were judged and found guilty, and went to the place of condemnation, and they were cast into an abyss full of fire and flaming and full of pillars of fire. And those 70 shepherds were judged and found guilty, and they were cast into that fiery abyss. And I saw at that time how a like abyss was open in the midst of the earth, full of fire, and they brought those blinded sheep, and they were all judged and found guilty and cast into this fiery abyss, and they burned. Now this abyss was to the right of that house, and I saw those sheep burning and their bones burning. The New Jerusalem, the conversation of all the surviving Gentiles, the resurrection of the righteous, the Messiah, Enoch awakes and weeps. And I stood up to see till they folded up that old house and carried off all the pillars and all the beams and ornaments of the house were at the same time folded up with it, and they carried it off and laid it in a place in the south of the land. And I saw till the Lord of the sheep brought a new house, greater and loftier than the first, and set it up in the place of the first which had been folded up. All its pillars were new, and his ornaments were new and larger than those of the first, the old one, which he had taken away. And all the sheep were within it. And I saw all the sheep which had been left, and all the beasts on the earth, and all the birds of the heaven falling down and doing homage to those sheep, and making petitions to and obeying them in everything. And thereafter those three who were clothed in white and had seized me by my hand, and the hand of the ram also seizing hold of me, they took me up and set me down in the midst of those sheep before the judgment took place. And those sheep were all white, and their wool was abundant and clean. And all that had been destroyed and dispersed, and all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the heaven assembled in that house, and the Lord of the sheep rejoiced with great joy, because they were all good and had returned to his house. And I saw till they laid down that sword which had been given to the sheep, and they brought it back into the house, and it was sealed before the presence of the Lord. And all the sheep were invited into that house, but it held them not. And the eyes of them all were opened, and they saw the good, and there was not one among them that did not see. And I saw that that house was large and broad and very full. And I saw that a white bull was born with large horns, and all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air feared him and made petition to him all the time. And I saw till all their generation were transformed, and they all became white bulls. And the first among them became a lamb, and that lamb became a great animal, and had great black horns on its head. And the Lord of the sheep rejoiced over it, and over all the oxen. And I slept in the midst, and I awoke and saw everything. This is the vision which I saw while I was sleeping. And I awoke and blessed the Lord of righteousness and gave him glory. And then I wept with a great weeping, and my tears stayed not till I could no longer endure it. When I saw, they flowed on account of what I had seen, for everything shall come and be fulfilled, and all the deeds of men in their order were shown to me. On that night I remember the first dream, and because of it I wept, and was troubled because I had seen that vision.